You know, you began your career as a firefighter, and later you earned a nursing degree, and you still teach nursing at the Community College of Rhode Island. What made you want to get into that line of work?
Sure. Well, actually, I teach the EMT program, and it's run through the nursing department. What I did was I became a fireman at the young age of about 19 and a half, and I really enjoyed it. And what I did was I started taking courses at the community college because I wanted to do something, you know, after I retired and do something different. So I ended up getting a degree in nursing. And then as I got my nursing degree, I was working part-time at the old St. Joseph's Hospital in the emergency room at the time. And I worked at Cranston General, which is now a Walgreens. So I ended up teaching the EMT program. I started in 1986 teaching, and some 30-plus years later, I'm still there teaching.
You grew up here in Johnston. You're a graduate of Johnston High School. Go Panthers. You know, Johnston had a reputation as being a tight-knit family community, immigrant, Italian-American, as we know, the high percentage of your population. How did that affect you growing up?
My grandmother spoke strictly Italian, broken English, barely broken English. So she would take care of us when we were younger. Then, of course, when I got on the fire department, many of the people I took in, the older people, if you will, they came from the old country, and they spoke limited English. But I knew a little bit of Italian from my grandmother talking to me. I wasn't fluent, but I knew a little bit, and it made them feel comfortable. But now I'm very happy to see that our town is becoming more diverse. We still have the highest percentage of Italo-Americans in the country. They say we're second, but I believe they compared us with a smaller community in New Jersey, much smaller than us. They were the highest, but I think per capita, I still say that we take the prize for having the highest Italo-American population.
You, of course, were in the state Senate before you became mayor, and you were there for, I believe, about a dozen years. How'd you get interested in politics?
It's just something that I wanted to do. I had run against Greg Achato, who was the sitting senator, and I didn't like the way things were going, so on a whim, I decided to run, and I started walking door to door. And at the time, my son, I believe, was 2 years old. And he was in a carriage, and it was me and my wife, and one other person came with me, because no one wanted to come near me because you were running against an incumbent. And then it was funny because when I walked door to door, I would say more than half the people I knocked on their door, I either took them in the rescue, resuscitated their mother or father, pulled their cat out of a tree, or delivered their baby. So they knew who I was, and we ended up winning. And they never expected us to win, and it was a shock when we won.
You're a Democrat, Mayor, and most Johnston residents are registered Democrats. But in the last election, a majority voted for Republican Donald Trump. Now, this surprised some political observers and analysts. I'm wondering, did it surprise you?
Yes, it did. 8 years ago, we had Hillary Clinton come to Johnston when she was running against Obama. And unfortunately, she didn't win. But she won Johnston back then by almost 80% of the vote. This time around, she came to Johnston again in this past election. And we were very happy to see her again. And I think, quite frankly, I think she tried to move too far over to the left, which might have hurt her with the moderate Democrats in Johnston. The only thing I could attribute it to was that it was the silent majority, not only in Johnston, but across the country, that came out and said, we don't like the policies, we don't like the direction. And I think in order to appease the progressives, she tried to move too far over to the left.
So you've seen Johnston evolve from what was once a farming community to now really kind of an office park economic generating town.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, well, was way before my time, Johnston was a huge mill town. You know, people immigrated from Italy to come here and work in the mills, and plus it was a rural area, so they bought land and they farmed the area. When I first took over, they were so stagnant in this town with businesses coming in, you could breed mosquitoes. And since I've taken over in 07, we have a little over $1 billion in new business construction. So you try to balance it off. You try to keep them out of the neighborhoods. I know there was some slack, and I'll be glad to talk about it if you like, about Citizens Bank. Citizens could have gone to Massachusetts, too, like anybody else. They decided to stay here. And the other thing is, too, that when you have people like that, they look at buying homes, they look at becoming part of your community, they go to your restaurants, go to your shopping centers, so it all helps.
The water situation, obviously this has been quite a frittata with some of the environmentalists and the idea of Invenergy in Burrville, people up there upset about this. Woonsocket didn't want to sell them water. All of a sudden, Johnson steps up and you sell them water and you're going to get, what, like $18 million?
Correct. First of all, how it happened was, And by the way, everything was done legal. I know there's been 8 complaints against open meetings violations. I've seen the complaints. They're all lies. We did everything by the letter of the law. So we sat down with them, I want to say probably back in December. You're looking at a lot of money. So I said, yeah, absolutely. We'd be definitely interested. So I said, but let me run it by my council members. So what I did was I talked to my council members one at a time, brought them in here. We talked about it. I said, give me a couple of days and let me know. They call me back. Absolutely. It's a great deal for us, for our taxpayers. And I said to them, we'll decide collectively how we'll spend the money, be it tax relief for our elderly, for our youth library programs, more library programs, sports programs, and they all agreed. There was no hidden agenda. There was no hidden meetings. But I will tell you that I've been doing this a long time in politics. I have never encountered such rude people and nasty people in all my life than these so-called environmentalist people. The day of the vote, we were getting calls here from California, Chicago, Detroit, New Jersey, Massachusetts, of course, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Maryland, basically threatening, you better not have that vote. Then I was getting calls from people from Boroughville, Gloucester. Where were you when we were getting stunk out with the landfill for 9 months where our throats were burning from methane gas? Well, that's not a fair question. Oh, yes, it is. Because I didn't hear from one environmentalist from Foster, Gloucester, Boroughville. And it's still going to go through the process, by the way. The check's not in the mail yet. It's going to take a couple of 3 years by the time they're built. So I did what was best for my constituents. I'm not not a big environmentalist. I do believe in the environment, but I always thought that gas burns much cleaner than oil. I have a town to run. Listen, I'd be derelict of my duties if I didn't take the advantage of that we're going to get $18 million for selling a company water.
Well, thanks an awful lot, Mayor. It's great to be here with you again at Johnston City Hall.
My pleasure, and thank you for coming by and listening to us. Thank you.
Major funding for One Square Mile is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward.